"She's up here!" their mother shouted, catching them both off guard. "Where have you two been? You were supposed to be back by midday." Ceres Ohmsford stood squarely in the open door of their home, staring down at them with a look on her face that reflected both suspicion and irritation. She was tall and slim, her elven features all sharp planes and angles, her red hair worn long and loose about her shoulders. At times she had the look of a cat caught out in a windstorm. Today was one of those times. She looked wild and frazzled and out of patience. Redden was quick to recognise the cause.
"Sorry, Mother, we lost track of time. We were helping an old man down by the lake bring in his nets. It took longer than we thought."
His mother gave him a look that clearly indicated she had doubts about his story.
"Which old man would this be?"
They were walking toward the house now, Redden in the lead and Railing content to let him be so.
"We don't know his name. Never saw him before. He said he lived over by Shady Vale. He even knew our family name from the old days. He came east in a lake skiff."
Ceres shook her head.
"I'm sure he did. Come say hello to your visitor. She's beginning to wonder if you still live here."
She turned away as if dismissing them.
"She's in the kitchen eating lunch, but I wouldn't test her patience any further if I were you."
They hurried the rest of the way up the path, edging around spools of wire, barrels of nails, bundles of staves tied up with cord, and stacks of lumber under canvas. Building materials, new and reclaimed, were scattered everywhere, the source of what livelihood the family managed to produce. It was a bare-bones existence, but with their father gone, it had been up to the boys, from the time they were small, to help their mother keep food on the table. Trade and barter with neighbours and the small towns that dotted the shoreline supplemented their efforts at self-sufficiency. It was a combination that provided a way of life for most of those who lived along the lake. They passed the pens with the animals, the small forge and the cold storage, and were coming up on the house when they smelled the fresh baked pies and suddenly found Mirai Lear standing in the door beside their mother.
"Your mother is right," she said. "I was beginning to wonder if you were coming back at all."
No, we were coming. We just found things a little confusing. More than we... What, Fred? Confusing because of the nets."
Mirai Lear wasn't just pretty. She was beautiful. Not in the way of delicate things like flowers or rainbows, but in the way of stone carved into bold, suggestive images. When you first saw her face, with its wide smile and fine, chiselled features, you might have thought her delicate. Her long blonde hair and startling green eyes might have attracted you initially. You might have taken note of her perfect skin. But after you looked more closely, shifting your eyes from her face to other regions, you would have noticed the broad shoulders and strong hands. You would have seen the confident way she held herself, the cat-like, fluid way she moved, and the strength evident in her arms and legs. If you came much closer, you would have noticed the penetrating gaze and the glimmer of humour that was almost, but not quite, hidden behind it. Redden and Railing noticed all this every time they saw her, and every time they saw her, all the strength went out of their legs. Their otherwise abundant confidence evaporated, and they suddenly felt flushed and more than a little out of their depth. It was embarrassing, but they couldn't seem to do anything about it. Mirai came down off the steps of the veranda and walked up to Redden.
"Hey there, Red. Happy to see me."
She leaned in and kissed him on the cheek, and he felt the iron in her hands as she gripped his shoulders. No hesitation, not even a pause as she approached and decided, rightly, which twin he was.
"Railing,"
she greeted his brother, moving over to kiss him as well. She touched his cheek and wiped something away.
"Busy morning?"
she asked, eyes laughing, smiling widely.
"Helping that old man must have been hard work."